Hello, beautiful souls. This is Myra with Happy Soul, Happy Life and Guidance to the Unknown, the World Less Taken. Now, thank you for being here. I really appreciate it. Thank you for supporting me as I see that you guys have been listening to my episodes. Feel free to share, right? And subscribe to my other social platforms. Now, the reason why I wanted to show up is because there's kind of been a pull. Energetic pull that is happening, but I believe it is very much of a distraction. Okay, so what I did want to do to just bring us to an awareness of ourselves is to focus on thyself. Now, where I want to start is, what can I say about the divine feminines at this time? Okay. And this is within myself, within our higher self, that wanted to come in and give us a little bit of information as well. Even though we know, but at times when distractions, and I see that the elemental of air is here, and it's always here to support us in everything that we do to move forward on our purpose. And as well as Mother Gaia, I have the spirit animals here, the animal kingdom, and the water that is present at this moment, and the fiery passion that I have to put these videos and episodes out there. All right. Now, one of the songs that was coming up while I was doing this update is "Nothing Can Stop Me, I'm All the Way Up." And I'm pretty sure you guys know this song. If not, really look for it and listen to it. And it just makes perfect sense on where the divine feminine is at this time. Okay? Now, I do want to let you guys know, and this could be definitely confirmation. This could be just giving you, putting back your focus on self. All right. So, we are in our power. They made a decision to choose themselves. They are in a path to really understanding themselves. They are on the path to really discovering themselves to the core. So, it's not below the surface. It's definitely within themselves on a more deeper level they have never been before. Okay? They are not allowing any distractions that are letting in. They are knowing their worth. They are choosing the path of resilience. Nothing can stop them. They have a clear vision on what they want to do and what they want to experience. They are sorry for the distractions, my beautiful friends. So the divine feminines are no longer going against the grain. They see a higher vision, a higher purpose for them. They see things for what they really are when it comes to things that have been blocked as far as a goal. It could be for the twin flame journey. Okay. They are very humble at this time. They are on this spiritual quest that seems to reveal so many things at this moment. They see the light in all things, in plants, in creatures, and everything that comes to them as a message for their purpose, for their journey, for their quest. They connect with spirit. The connection with spirit has gotten stronger. This is a very sacred journey for them. They understand the boundaries is a very important part of life, of living a healthy life. She is able to look within herself and transmute all that has caged her in or kept her in repeated cycles. she has decided to live for herself. Some of the gifts have been getting revealed to her, and this is more of the purpose in life and what is that is going to be manifesting within her present moment. Okay, it is also letting us know very much a confirmation that the thing that she had to let go was the actual twin flame. The meaning of the twin flame, the connection to the twin flame, the old belief of the twin flame, and be able to move on with her life. This was a thing that they would be playing over and over and over. And one of the things that we really had to observe, because I believe this shift really happened within 3 weeks moment of time. Once they decided to live for themselves and decide to move forward with their own goals and their own worth, then everything started opening up, right? More into the cosmic gifts, more to Mother Gaia, and more within herself. Now, this is what I have right now when it comes to the Divine Feminine at this moment. If there's any Divine Masculine that is going through their journey and that would like to be on this podcast just to give a perspective on where they are in the journey, I welcome that. I will put my email address and you connect with me there. But you guys, thank you so much for being part of this journey and for us to all co-create in this beautiful humongous life that we are creating. All right, until next time, my beautiful friends, namaste.